in the pitch dark.
You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Running Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 14th at picturesque Birds Hill Park, Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor music festivals for over 40 years. I'm Michael Ells, host of Thank God It's Free Range, and this episode spotlights Molly Velasquez. Velasquez, a singer-songwriter originally from the Texas Panhandle, relocated to Nashville where she recorded her debut record, I'm Green. Molly Velasquez will be performing on Saturday, July 13th at 1 p.m. at Shady Grove. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca.
Back in Texas, when you said it, but not too late.
Well, coming to Birds Hill Park to play the Winnipeg Folk Festival, Molly Velasquez, who is bringing her new record, I'm Green, as well as some more material as well. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much.
Excited to have you coming up to Winnipeg. You're no stranger to relocating and traveling. As I understand it, you moved from Texas to Nashville. And I'm curious about kind of the like journey that took you to Nashville. Was it because of music?
Yeah, for music and to get away from my hometown for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
And see what's outside of there.
the like leaving the nest kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. That sort of thing.
So as I understand it, like music, your father had drums in the basement and you were a little kid and you got to play the drums and then you gravitated to choirs and things like that. Was music always a thing for you?
I would say so. Yes. I think it's always been a thing and I've just kind of maybe started to, it grew into more of a realized thing as I grew older, but yeah, I think it's been always there.
So obviously, like, I mean, any kid given drumsticks just wants to kind of like bash on the drums, but then the decision to do choir, how did that come about?
I think it was like the most available thing at the small school that I was going to. Band wasn't really like a band class. So choir was the next best thing. And then I just kind of kept doing it.
So you're singing in groups. Then obviously at some point the decision is to kind of sing on your own. Like, was that a conscious thing?
That's an awesome question. It doesn't feel super conscious. It feels a little more, intuitive than like forward decisions, but yeah, maybe both.
Right. So when you first started singing on your own, were you singing other people's material or your own songs? Like, had you kind of started as a songwriter at the same time you started as a singer?
Yeah, I would say that they were kind of simultaneous. Maybe the songwriting was a lot more private, longer. And I started singing like in church. That would be the very beginning of that. So, yeah.
So singing, like performing other people's music solo in church.
Yeah, pretty much. It was that Catholic like cantering was like the very first thing I ever did, which is, yeah.
Was that like an intimidating step to, you know, no longer be part of like a group of people singing and have every eye on you, or was that kind of a freeing thing to have all the attention on yourself?
Oh, I think it's definitely intimidating. I used to get so nervous, and I still do a little bit for sure. But maybe more freeing after the fact for me.
If you still get nervous, what do you do to counteract that, or do you just kind of push through it?
Yeah, it's kind of like ongoing. I think pushing through it is kind of the like shortest answer of it all, probably. Finding some kind of distraction is usually what's most in front of me.
Right. Now, you mentioned that the songwriting kind of maybe happened concurrently, but it took you longer to share it. Like, at what point did you feel compelled to share it?
In high school, I kind of started showing my dad just the songs I had written. He also writes songs and has shown me before, and so I kind of like knew that I had someone to tell. And then beyond that, like when I moved away from home, I kind of found friends through that way and like made friends through showing people my songs. So I think that was the first time beyond like my dad.
Did you know your dad was writing songs before you started writing songs? Like, was that something apparent or like clear and obvious for you before that?
Yeah, I knew that. He's pretty open about it.
So did you talk to him about like process or how he went about writing songs, or was that something that you didn't necessarily explore with him? You just knew it was something that could be done.
I guess I just kind of knew it was something that could be done. I don't think we've had super long discussions about process, which is interesting.
So then you're writing on your own, but like you said, you're then using it as like a way to share with people. Like, are you an introvert by nature? And then that this allows you to kind of like push beyond that and become an extrovert in some way?
I would say I'm an introvert for sure. And it's definitely a tool and something to talk about.
I understand, like some of the songs are, I don't want to say autobiographical, but at least kind of, you know, pulled from your life. I know Bobby was your grandmother, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're pretty autobiographical. Bobby is like the name of my great-grandmother, but not really. That's like a specific character, you know, like kind of loosely autobiographical.
So does this allow you like kind of like explore sharing things about yourself without specifically verbalizing those things like in a conversation?
I'd say that's on the nose. Yeah, it's kind of just a way to like express how I'm feeling and without like actually communicating it. Like just through talking.
So then writing process wise, like especially for the lyrics, then do you do drafts? Like, are you kind of tinkering with what you're saying and like honing your message? Or is this kind of like stuff that you've been mulling over in your head? And then when it hits the paper, it's kind of fully thought out.
I think I make drafts. And I kind of edit along the way. And if something comes out and I like the way it came out the first time, it's kind of maybe a lucky occurrence. It's nice when that does happen.
Right. So the songs on I'm Green, do they all come from after you moved to Nashville, or are some of them like pre-move?
No, yeah, they're all post-move.
So is that you kind of like growing into your own now that you're kind of like, you've left the nest and you're kind of finding your own voice on the record and like kind of staking your own individuality, or do you look at it like that?
I think that's a way I look at it sometimes for sure. It's, I think that's fair. I think I just kind of also look at it like the first kind of songs that I was really like delving into writing, and that has its time and place in my life.
So it represents like kind of one specific chapter.
I think that's the way it feels to me now, for sure. Yeah.
Did it feel like that when you were making it then? Like when you were recording the songs and deciding, you know, what's on the record, were you thinking about those songs all together, or were you kind of drilled down and looking at each individual song and trying to get happy with each one before you release it?
Yeah, I think at the time I was kind of just... You know, it's all exciting and fresh, like in the making, and it was in the making. So yeah, it was kind of a little more fresh, but I was a good balance of delving in. I think things like recording process from now on will go like probably differently, and yeah, it's funny.
So when you say recording process will go go differently? Like, is there something that you learned from this process you're going to carry with you? Or was there something that you did that you're like, I'm not doing that again?
I think I learned a lot of things of just how, like, personal preference of, like, how I want to work with someone and, like, other people in the room and all of it. It felt like a really big learning process on, like, my own tastes and process.
Right. Now, you released Oil Paintings with some of the singles. How important is, like, visual representation of your songs to you? Like, do you picture your songs?
Sometimes I think I do. If the, like, song is stuck in my head, I think I'll, like, kind of inevitably have some imagery alongside it or something like that. I think that kind of stuff is maybe, I love it, but I don't, like, maybe analyze it as hard as some of the other things.
That you don't analyze the painting, or you don't analyze the, like, link between painting and songs?
Yeah, like, maybe just that link. Like, I don't know. I feel like that, maybe I should more. But, it's kind of, I don't think about, like, the connection sometimes.
Sure. Well, I mean, ultimately you do you. So if you don't want to, like, think about the connections, that's entirely up to you for your own process. I am curious though, like, do you find that they are similar creative processes, songwriting and painting, or that do they, like, use, like, very different skill sets or mindscapes for you?
I think they're kind of, they feel like using different parts of your brain. and, like, you know, parts of the process feel similar, and, like, it's kind of, you know, an editing process and like a perception, like, process. I'd say they're both alike and dislike, but
Well, the one thing I could maybe see, and I mean, this is an inference on my part, but, like, you were talking about how, like, the lyrics and like songwriting is a way to, like, tell people what you're thinking or, like, present yourself to them. Whereas I think very often, like, a visual thing asks them to either guess or infer in a way that, like, lyrics provide more clarity.
Are you asking if lyrics,
like, is it a more direct representation of you than a picture would be, or a painting?
Probably, yeah. I think I'm, like, maybe not a detailed enough painter to like put, like, a certain grasp on, like, expressing myself. I think I just, like, painting is so, like, I'm so unaware of, like, what's truly happening sometimes in the painting that it just kind of comes out and is maybe feels a little more vague than, like, a lyric would be.
Sure. So the music on I'm Green, like, do you view this as, like, Nashville by way of Texas in terms of the sound? Like, because of your journey, there's, like, a little bit of what you brought with you when you moved to Nashville, but, like, now the area in which you inhabit?
Yeah, I would hope it kind of does. I think that's what I try to lean into in like my music. So I'd hope so a little bit. I think definitely it does, just in the fact that those are the places that I know.
For sure. Now, you worked with Joseph Kuhn on the record as your producer. How did you end up working with him, and what led to the decision to work with him?
Yeah, we met in Nashville. Through kind of just mutual musician friends, and he showed a lot of interest in my songs, and I was still very fresh to kind of being in town, and yeah, we kind of shot things off that way. It seemed like a really logical idea to just get to work, and yeah. So
how much
kind of made the project then?
How much did you discuss what you were looking for, or, you know, like what would be considered like pre-production discussions happened?
Yeah, I would say there was not a ton of those type of talks, which is kind of funny. I feel like now I'm talking a lot about that kind of stuff, but we really just were kind of like each day was just getting a song done, and like that was kind of all the talk, all we talked about.
Sure enough. Did you record anything that didn't make I'm Green, or is everything that was done on the record?
I think we made a few things that didn't make the record, yeah.
Is that stuff that you've revisited since, like that you have plans for in the future, or just it didn't work with I'm Green, so it's just kind of put in a drawer?
I haven't really revisited it. I've kind of thought about it, but it's so far just in a drawer. Yeah.
Sure enough. Well, before I let you go, Molly, I want to get you to pick a track off I'm Green that I can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking it or an anecdote about it, I'd love to hear that.
Ah, cool. You should play Turn Red, and yeah, you should play it because it's kind of summery. It reminds me of the summer. Yeah, and I'm excited to play it live.
All right, well, we'll give that one a listen, and folks can catch you at Shady Grove Saturday, July 13th at 1 p.m. as part of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Molly, thanks for taking some time, and looking forward to seeing you up here in Winnipeg.
Thank you so, so much.
My heart is dark and colder than yours ever was. My legs are on your shoulders. You lift me up. Please don't turn red or end.
I'm Michael Elves, and you've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting Molly Velasquez performing on Saturday, July 13th at 1 p.m. at Shady Grove at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com, and be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 11th through 14th at Birds Hill Park.